I'm like, whoa. Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam, like, yo. Can't believe I finally made it, my Tsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my Cho.
Yo, 皆さん, it's Manga Sensei. What's going on? Hey, so yesterday you were supposed to have done hiragana if you're focusing on our Japanese 30-day challenge. If not, jump on that, manga-sensei.com. You can find us on anywhere and everywhere. The 30-day challenge is going to help you learn Japanese from ground zero. But if you're on that, today we're going over the first grammar point. And we're talking, learning about katakana. Katakana is the second alphabet. So let me break this down for you at first, okay? So there are two alphabets in Japanese that are for phonetics. That means the words and how they make sounds, kind of like a, u, e, o, the sounds they make, right? So those phonetics are hiragana and katakana. And hiragana is for native Japanese words, words like nihon, the word for Japan, or watashi, the word for I. However, my name, John, is written in katakana because that is a foreign word. Words like noto, sandoichi, or even supa, which is like a supermarket. So learning how to differentiate between those two words, foreign words and native words, is important. And you can tell that simply by the alphabet. We'll get to kanji a lot later, so don't worry about that right now. If you're like, wait, where are all those funny symbols? Don't worry about it. We'll get to that. Today I want to talk a little bit about the symbol and the grammar and how the grammar works together. So the grammar in Japanese is very interesting. It's an SOV language. Now, some scholars will say, no, it's not. It's a blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, well, you're wrong. At its core and its most simplistic base, it is that. However, it is a predicate-based language. The predicate is the thing that's at the very end. That's usually something called des. And we'll talk about des another day, so don't worry about that quite yet. However, what you should be concerned about is that it is organized by something called particles. Japanese is very much organized like math, and these particles make up the equation. Now, if you're not big into math like I'm not, don't worry. It's not that complicated. Japanese has been taught so poorly over the years that it's overcomplicated. However, the first particle you need to know is wa, and it's going to go after whatever it's indicating. So this particle wa talks about the topic of the sentence, the thing that we are talking about. The most important thing in the sentence is going to be marked with wa. So in my sentence, if I say watashi wa, then watashi is going to be what we're talking about, watashi wa. Or if I say sandoichi wa, or if I indicate it with arubaito wa, all of those words marked with wa indicate the most important part of the sentence. That is the first particle that you have to worry about. Nice thing about this is because wa only has really one meaning, that whenever you hear that wa, you know that it's marking that part of the sentence, and it's not going to mean something else. There are a couple different ways to use wa when you're marking a sentence, but remember that it's always the most important thing that you're talking about, and it's usually going to come at the beginning. Sometimes Japanese people will, however, omit this particle because it seems so obvious. So for example, 私はジョンです. I am John. However, a lot of people in Japan, you already know that they're talking about themselves, so they may say, John desu. But to be formal and to be very straightforward, you can always indicate with wa. The nice part about these particles is there's a whole bunch of different ones, and they all have very distinct, strong meanings. And we're going to go over those a lot in the next couple of days. But for right now, be easy, understand, grasp hiragana, grasp katakana, and remember that Japanese is organized by these particles. Inside of these particles, you have wa, and the next one we'll talk about is ga. But tomorrow we're going to elaborate a little bit more on wa. We're going to combine it with des, the predicate of the sentence, and then we're going to start expanding our vocabulary and using different particles. With that, minasan, I will sign off. Remember to make some mistakes, because that's how you truly learn Japanese, and I will catch you tomorrow.
Johnny.